Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Religion, morality, and boasting go hand in hand. They are peas in a pod. It is impossible for men to consider the value of their religion and good deeds without taking some measure of pride in them, even some credit for reaching a lofty plateau in contrast to others. Just like the Pharisee who stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. He honestly assessed himself by this fashion, just as many do today, some who even claim to believe in salvation by grace. There is no difference between the man who considers that he can earn God's favor and merit blessings in this life by his good deeds and religious faithfulness, and the one who is persuaded that he can earn eternal glory by the same method. The gift of God, which is salvation by his grace, is the absolute end of all glorying in the flesh for those made aware of their need of such a gift. The average man of religion figures that he can operate in faith and of faith by his own effort. Yet faith is the gift of God as a result of his grace. It is bestowed by his hand according to his sovereign mercy. Just as Abraham believed God and was justified, so are the sons of God. Yet we are not justified by our act of faith, but by the object of faith, which is Jesus Christ. We have been given eyes to see that he alone is our righteousness before a holy God. He is our sanctification. He has obeyed the law for us. He has purchased all blessings for us. We believe and are sure that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto us, but our Father which is in heaven. This gift of faith is the revelation to men of the absolute sufficiency of Jesus Christ to meet all of their needs and heal all of their diseases. He is our mediator, our physician, our help in time of trouble, our prophet, our priest, and our King. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. In what do you glory?